She can't resist glancing into the trunk. Grenades. Black, compact, cylindrical. 6 of them, laid out on an old gray sweater amid a jumble of brown cardboard cartons.
Miss?
The one in shorts.
Hello?
The gray-faced man, sharply impatient. She tells herself to run, but can't. Yes?
The Curtis, the blonde one stepping closer. It isn't her, you idiot. She's not bloody coming,
the gray one said again with mounting irritation. The blonde one blinks.
You haven't come about the Curtis?
The what?
The calculators.
She can't resist then and steps closer to the car to see. What are they?
Calculators.
The tight plastic of the black man's jacket creaking as he bends to pick up one of the grenades, turning to hand it to her. And then she is holding it, heavy, dense, knurled for gripping. Tabs or flanges that look as though meant to move in these slots. Small round windows, showing white numbers. At the top, something that looks like the crank on a pepper mill, as executed by a small arms manufacturer. I don't understand, she says, and imagines she'll wake just then in Damien's bed, because it's all gone that dreamlike now. Automatically seeking a trademark, she turns the thing over and sees that it is made in Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein?
What is it?
It is a precision instrument, the black man says, performing calculations mechanically, employing neither electricity nor electronic components. The sensation of its operation is best likened to that of winding a fine 35mm camera. It is the smallest mechanical calculating machine ever constructed.
Voice deep and mellifluous.
It is the invention of Kurt Herzstock, an Austrian, who developed it while a prisoner in Buchenwald. The camp authorities actually encourage his work, you see. Intelligent slave, his title there. They wished his calculator to be given to the Führer at the end of the war, but Buchenwald was liberated in 1945 by the Americans. Herzstock had survived.
He gently takes the thing from her, enormous hands.
He had his drawings.
Large fingers moving surely, gently, clicking the black tabs into a different configuration. He grasps the knurling cylinder in his left, giving the handle at the top a twirl, smoothly ratcheting a sum from its interior. He raises it to see the resulting figure in a tiny window.
£800. Excellent condition.
Dropping an eyelid partially to wait for her response.